Our locker room chats are back here on KNZA as the high school basketball season now officially in full swing in 2026. We're joined now by Perry LeCompton girls coach. That is Joey Franzetta, brought to you by First State Bank and Trust in Perry. Also want to thank Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment as well. Coach Kaw's team, they have been busy post-holiday break, already three games since the start of the new year. And let's start with that first game last Friday at home against Pleasant Ridge, a non-league game. You guys get a big win, 50-20, so let's start there. Big win out of the holiday break and a good way to start 2026.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It was a good way to start the break, and it was good to just kind of see us get back in the flow of things and get that win. I mean, obviously, coming out of break, it's always kind of a weird time because, obviously, other teams are adding things or other teams are going to be doing something a little different here and a little different there. So sometimes you don't really know what to expect. It's not like you're going to see a totally new team, but, I mean, they might throw a handful of new wrinkles in them. But I think we did a good job of handling anything. And the good thing about that is we just came out and kind of did what we needed to do from the start of the game. And we're kind of able to, I'm not put the game in cruise control, but really work on some of the things that I know we needed to work on because, yeah, I mean, I'm sure we're going to talk about it here. I mean, we are in the middle of an absolutely brutal week with games. Not only the number of games with three, but really, really high quality opponents in all three games. So it was good to get that one and start the year off strong.
Yeah. So that game against Pleasant Ridge on Friday, the first of a three game stretch in 5 days. So you're not playing Saturday or Sunday, but you turn around Monday. You're at home against Jeff West in a league contest. You know, Jeff West, high-quality team. I would expect them to be in the mix in terms of a league title here once we get into February. But they got a really good freshman. They got quality depth and good experience. Jeff West was able to get the win on Monday night. You know, what do you take away from that loss to Jefferson West?
The thing with Jeff West is I actually thought we didn't play half bad. You know, especially we started off the game really well. I think we were up like 8-2 or 7-2 or something like that. But then, you know, you look down at our stat sheet with our assistant coach and we have three players with two fouls in the first 4 minutes of the game. So I told the girls after the game, I'm like, man, we showed up to a gunfight with knives and that's not a recipe for success. And, you know, when you play a super talented team like Jeff West or any team really in our league, I mean, man, you can't go down like that and essentially be in scramble mode the rest of the game because it puts you in a really bad situation because, I mean, at that point you can't make any like tactical subs or anything like that, man. It's all kind of like, well, we got to get this kid 2 minutes of rest. Like maybe we can squeeze a couple of minutes here with a kid with two fouls. So, I mean, that's what hurt us. And I mean, Jeff West is a really good team. You said it best, man. When they put it all together, dude, I don't think there's very many teams better than them. But yeah, they're a good team, and you know, obviously we didn't have our best effort, and it was a little disappointing. But I thought we bounced back all right the next night. But it's just so weird with these back-to-back games because I think I mentioned it to you before where you don't really have a full scout on either one, right? Because like you can't put all your eggs in one basket because you kind of have to divide your attention a little bit. And so I don't know, maybe that's something I need to do different whenever we have these three game weeks. But Jeff West's a good team and man, they're gonna be a good team down the road.
Yeah, and then Donovan West, you mentioned the next game, you know, that third game. It's essentially four games in a week if you go back to that Pleasant Ridge game on Friday.
Correct.
Going into this Friday against Nemaha Central. But again, Donovan West 51-38, you know, that final on Tuesday night. Won't get, you know, a ton of time on that, but, you know, that's a top tier, top 10 team in 2A and certainly a contender, you know, a state champion just a couple of years ago. But now you get a couple of days off, get back into the practice gym for a couple days, and you get a Nemaha Central team that's playing some good ball right now. They beat Sabetha Tuesday night. You get them at home. We'll have it on KNZA. But what do you see from Nemaha and the challenges that they're going to present to you guys on Friday night?
Well, it's weird because, like, my first 5 years, this is my fifth year, I mean, they're not a typical Nemaha team in the sense of like when I first started, I mean, you'd walk into the gym and you knew you were playing Nemaha Central because they're a bunch of 5'9", 5'10" clones of each other just walking in. This team doesn't have that size, but man, they make up for it in athleticism and they play their rear ends off. I mean, they're a really good team. Coach Hilton has done a really good job with them. And I mean, they're, and they, and it's just like, they have a good tradition there and, you're playing not only against, you know, a really well-coached team, but you're playing against a lot of tradition as well, and kind of the you know, the expect to win mentality. So it'll be a tough game. It'll be tough for us, but you know, I think getting back and getting our legs underneath us, getting a full couple practices in before going into a game on a full scout, that's going to help this team. And with us being young again, and that's going to be something that we need. I mean, sometimes we can, that helps us out a little bit with the short scouts, but other times we need to practice. And right now we need to practice, and we're going to really utilize these next couple days to our advantage.
Excited for this one on Friday night. We'll have it on KNCA. Prairie LeCompton hosting Nemaha Central, battle in the Big East League. Excited for it once again. Joey Franzetta, Perry LeCompton girls coach, joining us. Again, it's been a busy stretch. It'll be essentially your fourth game in 7 days, but we'll have it on KNCA against Nemaha Central. Coach, we'll see you Friday. Good luck, and then we'll do it again next week.
Yep, appreciate it. See you on Friday.